A Prime Time with Clarissa Montero replay from Money FM 89.3. Coffee with Clarissa on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome. If you've just joined us, I'm Clarissa Montero. With me, Dr. Eric Wee, Senior Consultant, Gastroenterologist at Noble Gastroenterology Centre. In light of mass food poisoning cases in Singapore, local authorities from the Ministry of Health, National Environment Agency and Agri-Food and Veterinary Authority confirmed last week that completed investigations into the recent gastroenteritis incidents found no links between the string of food poisoning outbreaks at Mandarin Orchard Hotel, Food Talk's caterer and manufacturer, Dunlop Millennium, and Spice Restaurant at River Valley Road. Nonetheless, the issue of food safety has become a cause for concern for many Singaporeans, especially ahead of the festive period. So we have many questions for Dr. Eric. Welcome to the show. First and foremost, why don't you broadly give us an explanation of what gastroenterology is? What does it encompass?
Yes, good morning, Clarissa. Thanks for the introduction. So essentially, gastroenterology involves a specialty in medicine which encompasses problems of the digestive tract. Mm-hmm. So this may be problems in the stomach, in the small intestines, in the big intestines. And we also see diseases of the liver, solid organs like the liver and the pancreas.
Okay.
Yeah.
So does it also include things like ulcers and those kind of illnesses?
Yes, definitely. So ulcers in the stomachs, that's quite common. Mm-hmm. And one of the bacteria that we commonly see is Helicobacter pylori,
right,
which can be passed from one person to another person. And it's a very common cause of gastric ulcers as well as a stomach cancer.
Okay. So these recent food poisoning cases that concern many, many people, because a lot of people were involved. They were quite severe cases. We did have a fatality. Singaporeans are concerned. So yeah. Explain gastroenteritis or food poisoning cases that have been on the rise. Is there something that we can do? We've got such a reputation, a clean reputation here in Singapore.
So definitely, one of the things that Singapore is known for is its cleanliness and its hygiene standards. Mm. And certainly, despite these events and very unfortunate events, we still remain a country that is very, very clean. Mm-hmm. And for instance, our water is potable. We can drink straight from the tap.
Right.
And the incidence of gastroenteritis, travelers' diarrhea when tourists come over to Singapore is extremely low. Mm-hmm. Now, incidents like this can happen when there are lapses in hygiene standards. And or someone is sick who is preparing the food,
sure,
can spread the infection from one person to the customer as well. So one of the things that we always see is infections from viruses and bacteria. And there are several viruses and bacteria that are more common. And actually, these cases have highlighted the two very common infections that we actually see in clinical practice. One is salmonella infections, which was identified in one of the cases. Mm-hmm. And the other one was norovirus infection, which is also another very common viral infection that causes gastroenteritis as well.
So were they both viruses?
No, salmonella is a bacteria.
It's a bacteria.
Yes, and that's commonly found in meat. Mm-hmm. It can also infect eggs as well.
Sure.
And the other one is a virus that spreads from person to person and is also present in water. However, our water we know is clean, so it's obviously got to be spread from a person.
Okay. Help me understand again. Doesn't the cooking process destroy these bacteria and viruses?
Yes, so cooking definitely kills. In fact, as long as we heat food to a temperature of 70 or 80 degrees and above, mm-hmm, for a prolonged period of time, you will kill viruses and bacteria. However, the problem is cross-contamination. So cross-contamination is a very big thing when you are handling food. So contamination can occur at many levels, before the food preparation, mm-hmm, after the food is prepared as well. So if you have food that is cooked and it's already clean, or you could even say it's sterile, then contamination can occur after.
By handler.
Yeah. It could be the knife that's used to cut the food, the serving utensils, mm-hmm, could be contaminated, the plates could be contaminated, or simply the person who's handling the food after it's being prepared could be sick and could be spreading the infection from one person to another person. Or the food may not be cooked adequately. The food may be stored for a prolonged period of time after it's cooked in ideal situations that promote the growth and proliferation of bacteria and viruses. And then this allows the the contamination to spread to the person and then cause an illness. Another way is if the food is not reheated adequately after a prolonged period of storage. So there are many opportunities for an infection to fester and then to spread to another person.
Okay. Which isn't exactly, allaying any fears that I have so far. Now, as someone who suspects that they may be ill, what are some of the symptoms they should be looking out for if they feel like they might have eaten food that was contaminated or was bad in some way, shape or form? How do they know? How soon? How many hours? What kind of symptoms are they looking at if they are feeling ill?
So one of the things is that people will come to see me complaining of diarrhea and vomiting, and then they will always suspect it's the last meal. Mm-hmm. This is not always the case. It could be essentially any meal in the last 24 hours. Now, it really depends on the kind of symptoms that you present with. Okay. If the food is heavily contaminated, and sometimes there are actually toxins produced by the bacteria, the symptoms may arise within 4 to 6 hours of consumption,
okay,
which means it could be your last meal that you eat.
Right.
Okay. And if there is food that is spoiled and contaminated, then you may present with vomiting. So vomiting is a very early sign of contamination of food, which means it's probably your last meal. But if you present with diarrhea and abdominal pain, then it could be even anything that you eat in the last 24 hours.
Could be the meals, two meals before.
It could be. Or it could also be spread directly from another person and unrelated to anything that you ate as well. It could be your own hands that were not clean, and then you put the food into your mouth with your hands and your hands were dirty, and then you got sick. Yeah. So there are many ways. Sometimes it's not exactly the last meal that you ate or the meal that you suspected. Now, one can be absolutely sure if there are multiple parties that that fell sick after eating the same meal. That is essentially the only way. The other way is if you can go back to the shop and identify what you ate, and the same infection is there as well, same bacteria or virus is there. But that's usually not possible.
Okay. We are talking to Dr. Eric Wee, Senior Consultant, Gastroenterologist at Noble Gastroenterology Center. This is actually quite interesting to me because this is normal. This is very normal within the course of life. You eat, you touch things, maybe you forgot to wash your hands, maybe you came into contact with something that was contaminated, and you're saying cross-contamination is very possible. What could we possibly do for ourselves to lessen our risk? Is there anything that we can do?
Okay, so essentially to reduce the risk, hand hygiene is actually very important.
Okay.
If you are going to eat with your hands or your hands are going to your mouth, then you have to make sure that your hands are clean. And the simplest way to make sure your hands are clean are to wash them properly. We usually advocate washing with soap and water, but I know that outside soap may not be always available. Ensure that you really wash your fingertips and your hands properly with water. That's at least the first step. When you eat food outside, always make sure that it's from a reputable source. Now, we have gradings for the food hygiene that you can see in the hawker centres. You might want to choose stalls which have got a better grading that will ensure that the food preparation is at a higher level of cleanliness. But having said that, if you look at the recent incidents, many of the food poisoning
are very reputable.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely reputable. So lapses can still happen at any level and doesn't mean that a hawker centre is less hygienic than a restaurant, because all these incidents happen in restaurants that were supposed to be clean.
Right. Okay, so here's a question that's related to something that you said. I mean, I was talking about if you feel unwell, you go see your doctor. Do you have to seek medical attention every single time you feel like maybe you've had bad food or you might have a bit of food poisoning? Do you wait until it's somewhat severe or, sometimes we self-medicate. Yes.
Correct. So essentially, you shouldn't see a doctor every time you fall sick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Otherwise, we'll all be flooded with patients. Yeah. So that's the reality. It's very common for people to fall sick. Now, the main thing is to note is that many of these diarrheal illnesses will resolve spontaneously.
Sure.
Even without any treatment. Okay. They will go away usually within 1 to 2 days.
Right.
And all you need to do is to make sure that you can get adequate fluids in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Eating is not really a priority. It's more about getting yourself hydrated.
Okay.
So if you are feeling nauseated or you have been vomiting, you might want to rest for a while and then try and reintroduce liquids first and see whether you can tolerate.
Okay.
It is possible to get even a liter of liquids down if you just take spoonfuls of of water every few minutes, one small spoonful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so many drops can fill a whole sea. And so a small amount of water can go a long way if you keep taking it continuously. In terms of food, porridge water or porridge, that's a very simple thing to take that can go down very easily. If you have diarrhea, then you still can, you need to make sure that you're well hydrated as well. Now, the problem is when you have both vomiting and diarrhea and you can't retain the water.
Right.
And that's when people end up seeing a doctor because they're having fluid losses as well as they can't get any fluids in.
Okay.
And sometimes they have medication at home, but when the medicines go in, they vomit the medicine out as well.
Sure.
So that's when they see a doctor. So there are certain signs that will prompt one to where we would recommend seeing a doctor. Number one is if you are persistently vomiting and you cannot consume any food or water in, then that you might want to see a doctor
okay.
to get an injection. Or if your diarrhea is so persistent that you are actually being dehydrated.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is a question of how severe is the case that
yes.
you're suffering from.
Yes.
Okay. Now, during the festive season that we're all looking very much forward to, there are going to be a lot of festive buffets, festive menus everywhere. Do you think there are any concerns we should have, or should we be looking out for anything that we can see? I mean, so much of the time the food smells just fine, it looks great. We don't actually have any indication that it might have been contaminated. So is there something that we can do to allay our own personal fears and yet enjoy the festive period?
So the first thing is maybe one should look at their own health and to assess what's your risk of getting an infection.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have got health issues that make them, that increase their risk of a severe infection.
Okay.
For instance, these are people who may be having a weakened immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, these are ones who have cancer on chemotherapy and they have been advised not to take raw foods, salads, and if they eat fruits, they may want to peel off the skins. So
sure.
for people who eat foods like this and they have a weakened immune system, or people who are taking steroids for whatever disease that they might have,
mm-hmm.
they might want to be more cautious. As for those with a normal immune system, they can be a bit more adventurous and take a small risk. In general, like I said, the food in Singapore is generally clean.
Sure.
Now, the things to look out for, okay, potential foods that increase your risk could be, number one, raw food. So that would be salads,
mm-hmm.
or okay, your sushis, they are raw food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, seafood, especially cockles, if they are not well cooked.
Right.
Okay. Even the meats, if the meats are not well cooked, if they have been frozen and they have been cooked, but the center is not really well cooked, it could be still pinkish or red.
Mm-hmm.
When in general, when in doubt about the quality of your food and the safety of your food, it is better not to eat it and to discard it rather than to eat it and then suffer the consequences later.
Right. Okay. We are talking to Dr. Eric Hui, Senior Consultant, Gastroenterologist at Noble Gastroenterology Center. Now, with all these cases, and some of them quite severe, in you know, with the Mandarin Orchard Hotel and Food Talks and Tone Lok and Spice Restaurant. Now, one of the things that I'm curious about, if you have such a severe case that you need to be hospitalized,
yes.
Does that mean you're more susceptible to future cases of gastroenterology problems?
It really depends on the infection.
Mm-hmm.
I can't generalize and say that if you have been hospitalized once, that in the future, if you get the symptoms again, you will get hospitalized again.
Sure.
Sometimes it's an issue of whether you know how to cope with the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have listened to my advice, then, yeah, then maybe you might not need an admission in the future.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes it depends on the infection because a lay person may think that every food poisoning is the same.
Mm-hmm.
But as you can see, there are viruses, there are bacteria. Some are more virulent, some cause more severe diseases than others. And the body's reaction is also different for each individual. So in general, some infections you can expect to be more severe. Some infections you can expect it to be milder.
Mm-hmm.
Now, severe infections needing hospitalization are actually not common.
Okay.
However, food poisoning itself is very common, and most of the time it is a mild disease.
But it can be
It can be severe. So if you look at the case where there was a mortality, that was actually a bacterial infection. it's because the person had a bacterial infection and therefore there was a mortality. Whereas in the other case where there was a viral infection, there was no mortality because viruses generally just cause a lot of diarrhea, vomiting, fever, but they rarely kill a person because all we need to do is just support the patient with fluids. And as long as the patient can get fluids, they will recover.
And like with most viruses, you recover after a few days?
Correct. You recover after a few days.
Okay. Dr. Eric Wee, thank you so much for coming and talking to us, allaying some of our fears and explaining some of what has been going on. I know a lot of Singaporeans, myself included, have been a bit concerned because Christmas period is coming.
Yes.
So taking your advice, like you said, we will be more vigilant about washing our hands, not taking so many risks. If we're not sure about the food, it looks a bit dodgy, just don't eat it, is what you're saying, right?
But some people have more sensitive stomachs, and those who have so-called been labelled or feel that their stomachs are more sensitive, then just avoid raw foods. Ensure that your food is cooked. Anything that's hot should be safe for consumption. Things like sauces may be contaminated, then you might want to stay away from sauces. Soups, hot foods, cooked meat, these are all very safe.
Okay, so if you have a predisposition to be a bit sensitive with food, stay away from the raws, stay away from the salads, eat cooked food.
Yes.
All right. Well, we wish you a very good festive feasting period.
Same to you too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.